This is a challenging conference to put together because it's really not just of practitioners, not just researchers, not just of labor leaders. It's bringing all those players together to have what I call a working conference. It's really a dialogue about these issues, not just a presentation of that normally goes on at a conference. The conference to support the land-grant mission has been set up to bring together researchers who are doing research and delivery systems with practitioners who are the ones who are actually doing the work, both physicians, management who are involved with healthcare systems and labor leaders and frontline staff to share. I would say it's a sharing of that research and backed into the practical aspects of how to deliver a changed delivery system that I think is at the forefront of what the university is moving towards in terms of connecting our vision of research and practical work together, and vice versa. There's a lot of applied work that researchers should know about that should be useful in their future research. So the conference has actually been designed around the mission of a land-grant university to really bring research and action together and also affect the policies that will be established later on. Obviously, that's an ongoing process around healthcare reform right now. One of the critical areas of the conference is the topic of how the workforce needs to be engaged in these changes, and when a workforce is organized, how organized labor is involved. These discussions don't normally take place, and this conference is a venue for really looking at the kind of jobs that need to change to create an integrated system. The roles of people will change, the skill base will be needed that are not in place now, so that's going to inform schools of nursing, medical schools, schools of allied health, but also the ongoing continuing education of our healthcare professionals needs to be taken into consideration. So one of the strengths of this conference is the importance of looking at the impact on the workforce and what are the activities that are now going on and what activities now need to be planned for the future delivery system that we need. I feel Cornell is uniquely positioned around the issue of healthcare reform and specifically around delivery system changes for the following reasons. First of all, the ILR school is focuses on workforce and labor relations issues and labor management issues. So dealing with the workforce, our school is it's a focus of our work and an important area of study, research, and action. But more importantly, Cornell is exceptionally positioned around delivery system. There are 10 to 12 faculty from the various schools, schools of human ecology, the Weill School of Medicine, the Department of Public Health at Weill, the Cornell Center for Translational Science and Education. These are, and the School of Architecture. So there are 5 to 6 schools that have nested around healthcare but have not been coordinated. So to a large extent, I see this conference being a linchpin to help move us to a coordinated effort for those researchers and practitioners to not only to come to a conference but actually to work together to help communities as well as policymakers move the whole agenda of healthcare into the reality of implementing change rather than just talking about it as a nice system. At Cornell, we're positioned in a unique way to deal with delivery system, not just because of the faculty's involvement, but we have an exceptional president of our university who happens to be a cardiologist who has been totally behind this initiative of bringing the school together around healthcare issues for both public policy but also for changing the delivery system. President Scorn has been consistent supporter of not just the conference but the concept of having the university being positioned around this area, and the conference is a linchpin towards other work in research, education, and applied work.